The UN Secretary General says he may have achieved a breakthrough for the victims of the devastating cyclone in Myanmar. Ban Ki-moon says the country's military leaders have agreed to let in all foreign aid workers to help the more than 2 million Burmese left destitute by the storm. Ban made the announcement following a meeting with Myanmar's top leader, General Tan Shwe. UN officials say the general agreed to let foreign aid workers into the hardest hit area, the Irrawaddy Delta. Aid groups are cautiously welcoming the development, though observers note Myanmar's government has reneged on past promises to the UN. Thierry Durand is with the group Doctors Without Borders.
For the time being, I mean, we are hopeful. I mean, it's potentially a very good news. But we hope it will really materialize or concretize through, let's say, a public statement by General Tan Shwe and concrete, let's say, orders or measures transmitted to the command chain, I mean, through the army, the authorities, to facilitate, and the embassies, to really put that into practice.
That was Thierry Durand with the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The BBC's Jonathan Head is in Bangkok. He says that right now it's still a waiting game.
Obviously, the first signs that aid workers would expect to see is if they can start moving freely into the Irrawaddy Delta. That wasn't even spelled out in these discussions between General Tan Shwe and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. That's not really clear yet about how free their movement is going to be in the Delta, which is critical. You know, I don't think this is going to work very quickly, and I think there's an awful lot of detail about how a much more substantial international relief effort is going to work in Burma. That detail has to be hammered out. But the change in tone is extremely important. The official view the Burmese government had that they could cope was a matter of pride, of face-saving, and of the projecting to the people that the army could cope. Remember, this is a country that has preached to its own people that the army can do everything for them and that foreigners are trying to destroy the country's unity. So it is a big step down for General Tan Shwe to say, OK, we will accept international help, and stating that publicly in front of all his senior generals. But making it work in practice is not going to be easy.
Do you think that possibly speaking in public, General Tan Shwe is perhaps strategizing a sort of stalling tactic?
Well, that's a very easy thing to believe of a man who's done it many times before, and the UN of all organizations should know this. They have fairly bitter experience sending envoys in to try to get reconciliation between the generals and the opposition in Burma, and being told they had concessions and finding they amount to nothing. And we've seen successive UN envoys humiliated and their missions fail. Ban Ki-moon must be aware of that. It was very telling that he came out of his meeting saying, I think I have a breakthrough, and then stressing implementation of this is key.
Jonathan, you're in Bangkok. I'm wondering if you personally know of any aid workers there who are kind of like sitting tight and waiting for the doors to open and maybe have even bought their plane tickets.
And their reaction is absolutely what we'd have expected. They said, this is great news that the official line has changed, but they are very, very wary, but desperate to get in and help. I mean, some really harrowing anecdotes. I mean, one aid worker told me of someone who'd come into their Burma, their Rangoon office — he's not allowed to leave Rangoon — a couple of days ago, from a community of 50,000 people on an island in the Delta that had been completely wiped out. 50,000 survivors who received nothing in 3 weeks, living in conditions, he said, you can't even begin to imagine. Another aid official I was talking to today said, you know, we know there are 1.5 million people who have no shelter whatsoever in the middle of a rainy season, living in this swamp of mud and bodies, and we've got only 6,000 housing kits out so far. We need a whole range of experts to set up camps for these people that are sanitary and well and properly sited. Those experts simply can't get into the Delta, and the local staff working heroically don't have the expertise to deal with it. In fact, they are badly overstressed. These are the problems the aid agencies are dealing with now, and they realize that even if there's a change of tone from the top in the Burmese government, that they expect a lot more difficulties ahead.
The BBC's Jonathan Head in Bangkok. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.